Yo, what it do? It's your girl T.A. to the Z, and you are listening to Streets Radio. I'm going to go ahead and get into this interview I got with Goblins. Are you on the air?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, cool. Well, what's good with you? How has 2015 been treating you so far? Is it what you expected?
It's doing good. It's really a lot different, though. I wasn't expecting to release two projects this year, but it's been a good year.
Okay, all right. And so you said you wasn't expecting to release two projects. Is that something that, one of the things that you'll kind of do differently, like this year, than you've done in the past? Release more projects?
Well, these two projects are the first projects I've ever released. I've been writing music for like 7 years, but I never chose to release anything.
So that's
about it on that.
Okay, all right. And did you kind of want to elaborate a little bit? Because I'm kind of looking at your bio here, and it just kind of seems like, you know, over the years you were just kind of trying to perfect your craft before you were able to release it, you know, to the world. Is that a little bit kind of like what you were doing for the last 7 years?
Yeah, that's what I've really been doing, just trying to help better myself as an artist before I actually put something out there into the world where people can hear it all together worldwide. So I was just trying to perfect myself to make my craft as good as I can before I release something.
Okay. All right, well, I can definitely dig that. So I would guess then, you know, one of the greatest accomplishments that you've done music so far is just, you know, releasing your music. And, you know, I did listen to it a little bit, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. But I must say, you know, for some of your first work, you know, I am impressed. Can you tell us a little bit about what made, like, now be that moment where you chose to, like, release your projects to the world?
Well, I think it was just mainly that I felt like I was ready to start releasing music. I felt like I came to a point where I was I humbled myself enough to realize that, you know, it's time for me to start actually putting myself out there instead of holding back so much. So that's basically what made me start putting out music now.
And do you have a lot of stuff written already that you're just going to kind of, you know, record, or are you just kind of like kind of starting from where you're at kind of now?
I have probably over 400 songs written in those years that I haven't released music. And some of them I will release, but some of them are just going to be kind of personal to me. A lot of them will be.
Okay, well, I can do that. Well, can you tell us just a little bit about your name, Goblins? Like, how did you come up with it, and what does the name mean to you?
Okay, so one of my influences, Eminem, you know, he has his little persona, Slim Shady. So I always noticed that on that side of him, he just kind of said what he wanted to say. And he felt like that, you know, whatever he had to say that was, you know, crazy or whatever, Slim Shady would say that part. So Goblins is kind of how my dark past basically came all to be. And Goblins is that person who just says what he needs to say.
Okay. All right. And how would you describe yourself as an artist, and what motivates you to keep pushing music?
What motivates me is a thing that I kind of taught myself in the past was to never write music for myself. I write music for people who feel down or feel depressed or feel like they don't have anything to live for. So mainly that's what motivates me, because I know there's people out there who need this type of music and who need to hear things like that and to know that they're not alone, that somebody else went through it as well.
Right. And just kind of touching on that a little bit, you are, you know, a little young, but you seem very mature for your age. And so is that, like, some of the things that you will use to kind of use your voice to, like, reach out or speak out for your generation or people that may have went through some of the same things?
Yeah, I think it's really a bonus that I've gotten to this point where at a young age that I've learned a lot and I've been through a lot of experiences. So I think people can kind of connect with me a little bit more because I'm younger and I still have time to progress and better myself as an artist. But I think that really makes it better to the fact that I'm very young so far. So.
Okay, that's what's up. And it says here, you know, that you kind of started rapping for fun at the age of 5. I mean, that's tight. You know, do you remember, like, any of your earlier rhymes? And if so, do you remember what you were rapping about?
I think I was just rapping about, I was rapping about this girl in school. I remember it was, I can't remember the rhymes, but I had a crush on this girl and I was just kind of rapping like that. So that's mainly what it was. It was just me having fun.
Yeah. Right. Okay. No, no worries on that. All right. And you're from like Louisiana, right? What is
yeah.
the hip hop scene like over there, and like how are the supporters?
Well, hip hop scene over here is, I mean, there's a lot of artists out here in Louisiana, and I respect a lot of their work, and I respect anybody's work from anywhere in the country or the world itself. But over here, mainly, it's just a lot of people who are grinding and striving to be better. And the supporters over here, they're really good. I really enjoy the fact that a lot of people, you know, walk up to me down here and tell me, hey, you're doing good, man. I hope you make it. Or, you know, just basically giving me that heads up, hey, I've listened to you and I'm going to keep supporting you. So that's always awesome to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. How did you officially get started, like, doing music? And what is your message to the world? Like, what do you want the people to remember about you most?
I got started in the music, like I actually started becoming serious. One of my friends, he was killed in an accident of gunfire, and he really taught me the way that hip hop should be. He taught me to always stay true to it. He was an artist himself, and he was one of the greatest artists I ever witnessed in my life. So he really influenced me to just know that, you know, always stay true. Don't say stuff that's not you. Just be you. Because if people have to learn and to accept who you are, if you say stuff that's not you, then it's not real. So that's
right.
How he always basically taught me to do it. And mainly, I mean, that's really all that really got me started on that.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I'm sorry to hear about what happened to your friend, but it does sound like he did pass on some good advice to you. Is there any advice that you would want to, you know, maybe in return, maybe give to other artists trying to do the same thing?
As I always say to many guys who talk to me or come up to me, I say that you got to set a goal. And the thing about goals is when people set one and they achieve it, that's when they feel like, okay, I've made it, so I can stop. That's not how it should work. It should be you set one goal, and once you achieve it, you got to continue to set more until you don't have any more that you can set. That's basically how it has
right.
to work.
Okay. All right, and tell us the name of your project again, and, you know, what, you know, how people can, you know, check them out, and if you have any upcoming shows or performances on the way.
Well, the two projects that I have out now, the first one is Humans, and the one that I just recently released is LSD, which stands for Lost Spirits Dream. And you can check them out on SoundCloud by typing in Sensei Goblins, and they should pop up. But I don't have any performances coming up right now. I hope to have some in the future, but that's how you can get to me.
Okay. And then outside of music, what do you like to do for fun, and what are some of your life goals?
I really just like to hang out with my friends and just kind of be me, just have fun. That's really how I've always been. I've just been a person to try to have fun and enjoy my life as long as I have it, because I've witnessed, you know, somebody lose their life at a very young age. So I just try to sit there and enjoy my life. And, you know, it's really just me having fun. And goals I have in life is to just make sure that I'm a good person when I get older, you know, make sure that I'm humble and I can help younger people out to let them know that what I went through. So that's really
right.
my goals.
All right, for sure. All right, well, is there anything that you want to touch bases on that we haven't spoke about yet, or anything you want to say to the people or send, you know, some shout-outs?
I just want to give a shout-out to, you know, the people who have heard me and the people who haven't heard me. You know, I really just do this music for you guys. I don't do it for myself, and that's why I try to keep it at. Shout out to everybody who produced on the EP itself, and shout out to Will and Young Prince who were on the Monsters track off the single on the project, and that's about it.
Okay, and before we do let you go, I am going to play your track, Monsters, here, but really quick, tell the people how to get you on Twitter or your Facebook page again.
And my Twitter is at Sensei Goblins. I don't use Facebook, but my Instagram is VGoblins, and my SoundCloud is Sensei Goblins as well.
All right, for sure. All right, well, you know, Goblins, I do want to thank you for taking some time to call into the show and, you know, definitely keep us updated so that we can keep your music in rotation. But I'm going to go ahead and play this Monsters track. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it or tell us, you know, the concept or, you know, anything you want about the track before I go ahead and play it.
Okay, well, this is going to be Monsters from the from LSD, and basically this track was really just us three having fun. It starts off with Will, the second person is Young Prince, and the last person on the track is me. And it was just us having fun, going bar for bar, and enjoying ourselves. That's really all this track is. And just thank all you guys for the support, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right, for sure. You heard it here on Streets Radio.
Dollar signs, dollar signs. Mastermind from many sides. You don't want the skies, don't ask them why, just kill them all. Kill the squad, don't ask them all, just kill them all. No hook like the fishing reel has been broke. I'm conquered by diagnosis, I'm godly, I feel like Moses. We snap them like pitcher poses. Hold up, I got a closer. I'm colder than North Dakota, my soda got narcotics, some vodka. Catch a body, somebody stop me. Ain't no sympathy, empathy, I'ma feel like I'm Gotti. Who got me, the crime can slap me. Carl Rogers, 10-4, no Michael Kors. I remember being broke with some shit I can't afford. And now my property, leaving property, someone stopping me. It's not probably going to happen soon. A full moon, I show my ass, I get cash and then resume. Press pause, hold on, it's too much gas in the room. Cover your nose, too much smoke, don't get exposed. We might blow like whale holes, no killer whales, no shell toes, but we bring shells. Give them hell, connected like next shell as I wait on my next sale. Wow.
My bars are sinister, in this booth I am a killer. Now witness the thriller, these rappers in Sigma know that I am iller. I'm spinning venom, they told me get them, I got them. I started out from the bottom and then I started to blossom. I can do this in my sleep, you other rappers is weak. If you wanna challenge me, you might as well accept defeat. Now every verse I'm bringing heat, I'm spitting flames a third degree. Yeah, I stay on the roll, no college degree. Murder rappers in their sleep, now you can call me Freddy Krueger. Kick careers before they started, blow so retarded, don't know what to call it. Sit back and vision the picture that I'm about to paint. Been on this road for so long, so how much more shall I wait?
Release my brothers from jail. My complexion is dark like Brother Wesley's. Vest me up, I'm a slave with a blade. Cutthroat killer, Master Splinter's gaze. X-ray, check your condition. Failed to complete the mission. The bretta is constant repetition. Ambition to be a warrior sits in my hand. Beautiful euphoria, World War III. In progress, caskets line up for the story. And the winner claims the glory. Raise the rifle sheet to the sky. Blessed for a violent victory. Take off my mask, I'm doomed. Electrocute the body and your soul. I consume the evil of the fruit. Disguised as a shroom, lift off to the astral to meet with an ex-angel's fumes. Sign your life to a contract to claim fame's jewels. Run from the jewels, blood on the diamonds. Cops claim the bystanders for the crime. Everybody suspect, first degree murder time. Cell bars slowly, caress the mind. Slave taught even years ahead of his time. Pick the cotton, 9 to 5. Take a break, beat to the bone, that's a brutal crime. Complete the mission or die trying. War domination or world hunger, choose greed either way. Human ways have been buried deep under. System is broken to a certain class, no middle. Sent them into the black holes, violent past. Eclipse upon us, consumed by a dark world. That's the one day Goblins rules earth. The day he was given birth, his mother always loved, even the day she leaves the earth. Ancient ways into my genetics. I spoke to Pac about the ways of the artist's blessings. Day of the dead, a beautiful time. Return to the greatest speaker by my brother's lifetime. Criminal views, but a spirit from God's wonderful eye. Believe in the dreams from the spirit signs. Casted away at sea, left to die for another crime from the human eye. Poseidon strikes the sea with furious anger because of the deceitful mind. Zeus cannot stop Poseidon in the dark. Influentate, fill time, flood the world, leaving for dead. Rebirth it in 3 days' time. Savage is mine.